north of there on Roswell Road too, but you really started noticing that you were, you know, nearing the city mm-hmm. when you got to Buckhead. I remember distinctly the nearest A&P grocery. There was no grocery stores out here except locally owned, and they were good. But I can remember my mother and my Aunt Nell borrowing Mr. Felt 34 Ford and me riding in the back seat to where Piedmont Road comes into Ross Road. Now there was an A&P grocery store on the left. And the thing I remember about that is the smell of that 8 o'clock coffee. it was all in that store. Mm-hmm. When you walked in that store, you could smell it. They had a coffee grinder. Mm-hmm. And you could just, there was something about that, you know, you could smell. That's one of the things they went after, was 8 o'clock coffee. You can still find it. I don't think it has this anywhere the significance it did in 1943 or 44. You know, but I that was one of the main items they were going down that bar, get them some 8 o'clock coffee.
I didn't know it was that old. I've seen that in the grocery store before.
Sure. Yeah. It was an A&P, especially if you find a... I don't know if there's any A&P stores around anymore.
We had one where I come from when I was growing up.
Yeah.
But it's closed down since I left.
Yeah.
One in... Well, there was a Piggly Wiggly, and then there was an A&P in Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Andrews, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Atlanta Pacific Tea Company, I think, is what mm-hmm. A&P stood for.
Yeah.
So when do you remember, when did they finally start getting, like, chain grocery stores here? Because you said it was all private-owned, family-owned grocery stores.
Somewhere about around 1960, there was a locally owned chain called Big Apple Stores, owned by the brothers, and they built a store, had a store in a shopping center just north of town. That had been around right around 1960. Prior to that, you had the Roswell store, and you had Reeves. Before that, I remember one Reeves succeeded one called Lane and Reeves. And there were small country stores around. There was a store out at on out the street at the corner of Woodstock and Crabapple Road. But it was not as big. You know, I don't know, they had a meat market. You know, I think that's what separated them from being a full.
Mm-hmm.
Fledged grocery stores, whether they had a meat market or not. And we had Feckery's grocery store, Mr. Mike Feckery, who was a very good citizen, had a store uptown close to Reeves' store, and did a real good business. And they had, I don't know that Reeves did, but the Roswell store had a delivery. You could call them on the phone, give them an order, and they'd sack up all those groceries, put it on the back of a truck, and bring it to your house.
Wow. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. I'd love to be able to do that.
Yeah. They sure did.
Somebody needs to do that. They'd make a fortune now. People pay extra just for that.
They wouldn't pay that much extra, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the good part about back then, right? That was just part of the good customer service, wasn't it?
I would think so, yeah. And competition being what it was, they tried to find one more service they could give. Which they charged you for it, you know. You paid full price for everything. At any of them, and no matter what you did, because they were the only game in town.
When did people from outside Roswell start pouring in such great numbers?
Well,